Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll dig into this Joe Biden campaign ad. Golly, that's a doozy. We'll get into that this hour. We'll get into the COVID-19 vaccine. Florida Surgeon General getting all over it. Love to see that. Some emails. Don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to email your questions in now. Don't wait till tomorrow. All 3 hours dedicated to you. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, back to what we were talking about. In case you're just now joining us this hour, someone had asked, did I see any cool history stuff? Tell me about some cool history stuff that we saw when we were doing the Europe thing. And I'm talking about a Gestapo museum and how the Nazis did not start out all powerful in Germany. They started out small, street scum, eventually working their way up, grabbing just a little bit of power here, a couple seats of power there, a couple seats of power here. But they kept going and kept going and kept going. Soon, they found themselves running society. And stop me if any of this sounds familiar. You found yourself, no matter what your lot in life was, whether you were a plumber, cop, judge, senator, you know, a German version of that, whatever it was, you found that you really couldn't function in society unless you were a member of the Nazi Party. It wasn't an option to say, oh, no, you know, hey, I don't even mind you guys. Hey, you Nazis are all right by me, but I'm gonna sit this one out. That was not an option presented to you. If you wanted key government positions, you had to at least profess with your mouth loyalty to the Nazi Party. And as they worked their way through every official institution, the official institutions became so corrupted that instead of doing the things that you would think they would do to stop Nazi atrocities and Nazi evil, instead, the institutions that were there to stop them or should have stopped them helped them. Judges signing off on official warrants saying, yes, you may pick up this person and torture them without a trial. That was not an illegal thing. It was done in Nazi Germany with the approval of the law, with their DOJ, their cops, their judges, college professors. Like I said, it didn't matter who you were. It was staggering as you watched through the timeline and watched, the setting aside all the other atrocities and bombings and all the Holocaust and all those things, watching a society fall, watching a society be taken over by an evil, demonic religion chronologically was amazing. And I brought it up during the break. You've heard me bring it up before. It's just one. It's one example. Honestly, I pick on the guy, but it's one example of a million I could use. It's just one of the best ones I can think of. Drew Brees, former quarterback. I know he's retired, even though I don't watch the NFL. He's retired, but great NFL quarterback. When St. George Floyd died and everyone was kneeling for the flag and dumping on America, Drew Brees puts up a video that simply said, hey, both of my grandpas, both of his grandpas fought in World War II. And that's what the flag means to me. I wave it to honor them. Go America. Rah, rah. It was the most nonpartisan, non-political, benign statement in the history of the world. It's not like he went out there with a MAGA hat on and said, Trump for life. He just said, hey, my grandpa's fought in World War II. I like the flag. Within 24 hours, Drew Brees had multiple apology videos up online for his previous video praising the flag. Why? Is it because Drew Brees is an America-hating commie? No. Just like all the latecomers to the Nazi party in Germany, Drew Brees, he just simply bent the knee because that's where the waves were flowing and he didn't have the guts to swim against the tide. And you watch a society like ours get gobbled up by evil, and it is fascinating to watch it. Horrifying, don't get me wrong, but it's fascinating to watch it. Let me ask you something. Speaking of getting gobbled up, you hear me rant and rave all the time about the right calling illegals migrants. You're using the communist terms for these people. Let me ask you something. How many Republicans out there, or guys on the radio, TV, and print, how many of them do you hear speak out only against child trans surgeries? As if it's okay for an adult or a doctor to mutilate an adult. As if an adult can change their sex. Nobody can. Not a child, not an adult. I don't care whether you're 5 or 95. It's not possible. How many people on the right even talk like that? Or this is the thing, you'll see this all the time, when they'll talk about women's sports. Everyone has to pretend to care about women's sports now. And they'll talk about some tranny beating up a bunch of women in women's sports. The people on the right, forget about the commies, people on the right will say things like, yeah, a biological male. Is there a different kind? He's not a biological male. That's a dude. He may or may not have cut his penis off, but whatever he did, that's still a dude. And it doesn't matter how many surgeries he goes through, doesn't matter how many injections he puts into his body, he's always going to be a dude. He's never going to be a chick, ever. But already you see, even our side, slowly but surely, bend the knee a little more. And one of the reasons I brought this up was this Joe Biden presidential ad. And before I play it for you, I want to clarify something. We can become, I know I can, you probably can too, we can become prisoners of the moment, where we just think that, you know, now is all that matters and the way it is now is how it's always been. You understand that prior to Hillary Clinton, with her, remember her basket of deplorables thing, and Barack Obama making fun of the Tea Party? Remember when Barack Obama, you know what, let's start there because that's really where it began. Remember when Barack Obama, he got elected, everyone hated his guts, and they had all those Tea Parties. I was at a bunch of them. I was running for Congress back then. And Barack Obama got up and made a fairly innocuous comment where he said, and you see all these people out there waving their tea bags around. I believe that's almost verbatim what he said. But that's not even really mean, is it? I say more insulting things than that basically 20 times an hour on this show. That, his little tea bag comment, these people waving their tea bags, it took over the political world for a week. I remember it like it was yesterday because it was so far out of the norm of what any American had seen. Politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, do not attack the people. They never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, attack the supporters of the other party. That is not something that has happened in American politics. That comment by Barack Obama took the world by storm. And like I said, it was a pretty benign comment. It didn't really mean anything. It took the world by storm because it was so out of the norm. Whoa, look at this guy. He's not even criticizing a senator or something. He's talking about the people. You never talk about the people. And then Hillary, of course, that despicable hag. Hillary, of course, had to take it up a notch when she called Trump fans a basket of deplorables. You see people all the time. Maybe you yourself still refer to yourself as a deplorable. Deplorable this, deplorable that. Where'd that come from? That came from Hillary Clinton calling the supporters, not calling Trump bad things. Right? Politicians have always thrown that kind of mud at each other. That's nothing new. Calling his supporters a basket of deplorables. Whoa, everyone took a step back. That was a huge deal.
We've entered a whole new ballgame now. Because these people, these modern day Nazis, communists is what they are, because they have taken over so much of our society, because they have worked their way through so many institutions in our society, they now have gotten to a place where they don't feel any need to be kind to the voters they despise. This new Joe Biden ad, man, whew, we'll listen to it next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over, and you know what that means. Let me tell you what that means.
You know, freedom is not free.
That's exactly right. I don't know. I actually don't know why it means that at all. I just felt like playing that part. I felt like, what's that, Michael? Yes, yes, that's right. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's what it means, of course. All right, I got to refocus.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Joe Biden came out with an ad. I've never heard anything like it. It's not surprising, given his previous speeches, given the speech he's going to give this Saturday. This is a headline from Breitbart. Biden to observe January 6th with a speech at Valley Forge. And apparently this speech is going to be heavy on the threat to democracy stuff. But this is a campaign ad. I want you to understand how outside of the norm this is and how jaw-dropping it is that this is just where we are now.
There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to...
I'll start it again, don't worry, but I understand this is an anti-Trump ad, but he didn't say Donald Trump. He didn't say Donald Trump is trying to end democracy, did he? I'll play it again.
There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy.
Did he say there's an extremist man who doesn't believe in our democracy? No, he didn't. The movement itself. You. The president of the United States of America, his opening re-election ad is a shot across the bow of you. Think about that. I'll let it go.
There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy?
Pause on that for a moment. All of us are being asked, what will we do to maintain our democracy? Remember this Maine Democrat we've been talking about? This is a great time. All of us, what will we do to maintain our democracy? Do you remember what I told you they're planning and why in 2024 is going to get so incredibly ugly? Remember what I said? I said it's going to get incredibly ugly because the commies in this country, it's not that they're coordinating. Yes, some of them are coordinating, but that's not the problem. It's much worse than that. The problem is they're competing.
The problem is they have an army of people from secretaries of state to judges to communist street scum to FBI agents and everyone in between who believe they individually, they are the vanguard. They are the tip of the communist spear, and only them can stop Donald Trump. Only they can. This is, again, I'm going to play her again. This is Shanna Bellows. Biden just said, all of us have to ask, what can we do? You should know that this woman, she had previously said voter ID laws are rooted in white supremacy. So that tells you exactly what kind of a commie nutball this woman is. This human being hears the call and steps up and says, here I am, Joe, choose me.
Do you have any concern taking Trump off the ballot risks tearing the country apart?
My duty under Maine election law and the Constitution and the oath I swore to the Constitution was to look exclusively at the hearing and the evidence before me and make a decision based on the law. Neither political considerations nor personal considerations for my safety could enter into that decision. I had a duty and an obligation to follow the Constitution, as do all of us who serve in government.
Let's go back to the ad. Joe Biden opens calling you an extremist and calling for the army to step up.
Something dangerous happened in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us.
We're not in democracy, by the way.
Are being asked right now.
You should know they keep using the word democracy, trying to change the language again. This is them trying to change the Overton window. We're a representative republic. They want us to be a democracy because they flooded the country with illegals who have all had kids who are now American citizens who are allowed to vote. Therefore, they want California's politics to become America's politics. They dream of America becoming a democracy. They despise the fact that places like Wyoming have senators too. And so that's why they've chosen democracy over and over and over again. Democracy, 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 democracy. It's again them using language they want. So don't use that language.
What will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President.
Notice how dire the stakes are. Our children and grandchildren, they will judge us if we don't completely destroy all these Trump supporters.
President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration.
Voting rights. I'll let him
finish. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Voting rights. Why did he say that, though? It's the opening ad. Why would you talk about voting rights? What voting rights is he even talking about? Let's discuss that for just a moment because there's actually a plan for that and a strategy behind it. Then we'll get to some emails and this vax stuff and some border stuff and all kinds of stuff. Before we get to that, let's get to this stuff, the good stuff, natural stuff. We put a lot of poison in our bodies. I'm pointing at myself, like the queso I ate today for lunch. There's no way that could possibly be good for you. Big pharma poison in our bodies. I have chosen, my family has chosen, as much as humanly possible, to go the natural route from now on, focusing more on what God provided in nature. I love Chalk because they're hardcore anti-communists that share our values, and I love Chalk because it's not big pharma. It's natural herbal supplements. I'm not even going to tell you again about the male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks and Chad mode and chocolate powder and armor. And they have whatever you're looking for, Chuck has something for you there. I just want you to know that these people are our people, anti-communists to the bone, and they are so diligent about the quality they dig into here. It took them 2 years to develop Chad mode. Who does that? Who takes 2 years to develop a pre-workout? Chalk does. Go get some. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse to save yourself a bunch of money. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Nafok, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you missed any part of the show, they podcast it. It's all free. iHeartRadio, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. I want to finish up this Joe Biden ad thing. Why voting rights? He finished off his first ad talking about voting rights. Well, right now, Democrats are extremely concerned about many, many things when it comes to the election. They're very, very concerned about the black vote. This is one of the things that is known within Democrat circles, and people outside of Democrat circles don't really realize it. Democrats rely on 92-93% of the black vote. It's not a side thing for them. The margins for voting are so small, especially in national elections in this country. They must have 92-93% of the black vote. If that number drops to even 80, it's over. It's over. They must have it all. Well, there are a bunch of black people very, very angry with Democrats right now because they've voted for Democrats all the time. And Democrats have in turn flooded their communities with illegal immigrants. And now they're being crowded out of their own communities, their own schools, their own everything. You're going to see more black outreach over the next year than you can possibly imagine. And the reason he brought up voting rights is you're going to see more scare tactics leveled at the black community than you have ever seen in your life. You remember that famous quote from Joe Biden where he stood up in front of a bunch of black voters and said, they're going to put y'all back in chains. And everyone cringed and groaned and thought, oh my gosh, that's so gross and over the top. That is an appetizer compared to what you're going to see this next year. That's coming. Trust me on that. Oh, and I want to wrap this thing up. You know how I was talking about it's not a democracy? Producer Michael had thought of something pretty good during the break, that great Churchill quote. Winston Churchill had great quotes anyway. But he said, the best argument against democracy is a 5-minute conversation with the average voter. It's so true. We are not a democracy. They use that word again because they're purposeful with their language. Purposeful with their language. So we also have to be. All right? All right. Let's get to some emails. I promised you I would. Hey, Jesse. Early last year, I stopped my Union PAC donations, always to Communist Democrats, and instead donated to Tunnel to Towers because of your show. I love that. Early Christmas Eve, I saw a St. Jude commercial asking for $19 a month and decided to donate as I was heartbroken from the images. First email from them today was the announcement of the donations going to a $12.9 billion initiative with the World Health Organization to help children worldwide. And I called and canceled future donations, letting them know it was because of their affiliation with the WHO. He didn't say I could say his name. I'm going to say this. We haven't said this in a long time. I haven't gone over this in a long time, but I want to say something here. You remember when I lost my, got done losing two congressional runs. I had never been in politics, but I really wanted to stay in the fight. I really did. So I took a job with a nonprofit in D.C. I moved from Arizona to D.C. for a year, moved from there with my family. And I got to know the nonprofit industry fairly well over that year. You need to be really, really, really careful where you give your money, especially when it's something that tugs at your emotions. Are you looking at a sick kid on TV? It tears me up. I can't handle it. A wounded veteran. All kinds of crappy wounded veteran organizations out there. All kinds of them. So please hear me. Whenever anybody brings up an organization to you, like Tunnel to Towers, do not take their word for it, including mine. Do not take my word for it. They have all these different charity rating organizations out there now that will dig into these charities because these, quote, nonprofits have to disclose all their stuff. They really have to open up their books to prove they're really nonprofits. Go check out any organization you ever hear about or think about donating to. I remember it like it was yesterday. Hurricane Harvey came through Houston and wiped out all these people. Everyone was flooded out. It was really heartbreaking. And everyone's scrambling down here and trying to help and trying to do what. And I remember the Red Cross soliciting big donations for Hurricane Harvey. And somebody, it wasn't me, somebody dug into it and found out none of them went to Harvey victims. None. Not a bit. It's not like half. None of them went to. It kind of went to a big Red Cross donation fund. Be careful. You have a good heart, and that's a good thing. But be careful and check these places out. Look, when I tell you, one of the things I'm most proud of, it's not just that Tunnel to Towers donates to women and children. This is about caring for widows and orphans, fallen first responder families and whatnot. 95 cents of every dollar goes to the programs. That's unheard of. When you go look up Tunnel to Towers, there's a reason their charity rating is pretty much perfect across the board. That's a good place to give. $11 a month is what they asked for, by the way. T2T.org. T2T.org. $11 a month. And again, don't take my word for it. Go look them up first and then give. T2T.org. Part-time radio host. It's not nice. You talked about the national debt last night. $34 trillion, and no one plans on paying that tab. It's going to keep growing past what we bring in. Something they mentioned three decades ago, we need to harden our electric grid. Back then, it would have cost the price of two or three stealth fighters. It's estimated today it would cost about $17 trillion to strengthen our grid. If you don't like that, do you like brownouts and blackouts for days? How will your food handle it? How much will groceries cost? Says I can say his name. His name is Rick. He says Semper Fi. Semper Fi, my brother. This is the problem. Have you ever been broke? I've been broke. Michael, you've been broke before? Yeah, Michael's been broke. When you're broke, and this isn't reality, but it seems this way. When you're broke, that's when extra costs hit you out of nowhere. When you have no money, that's when your car breaks down and you need a new tranny. I'm not just talking about the Biden administration. I mean, a new transmission is what I'm talking about. That's when it happens. When you're broke, that's when the water heater goes out at your house. That's when it happens. Maybe you're going through this right now. You're probably laughing because you're going through it. That's what happens. The same thing seems to happen to nations. When you get yourself financially so buried, the problem is It's not that extra things happen on top of that. Extra things happen all the time. It's just that in that moment, the extra things that happen are so unbelievably devastating that they stick in your mind and it feels like you got extra, extra bad things happening. We as Americans are used to things that are completely foreign to many, I would argue most nations around the world, but we'll just stick with the word many nations around the world. He mentioned the power grid here. That's just one of them. You as an American, me as an American, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to think. I don't know if there has ever been a time in my life outside of a storm knocking out power for a few hours. I don't know that there has ever been a time in my life where I walked up to the light switch and flipped it and the lights didn't come on. You understand that there are people in many countries around the world, that's simply the norm. And when it goes out, it's not that, well, we talked to the power company. They're sending some linemen out. It might be a couple hours, though. Bundle up, guys. In countries around the world, how normal people live is, well, going to be a couple days. Let's everyone scrounge up everything out of the fridge and eat what we can. Who's got the non-perishables? That's how they live their lives. Now, I'm not saying that day is coming for us tomorrow because it's way over the top. That's not true. But as the debt crisis gets here, and believe me, it's getting here, this is going to start happening. And soon, the problem with these things is soon you have to have something you can't afford anymore. Oh, no, the tranny went out in my car, but I have to have my car. Otherwise, I can't get to work. I can't get the kids to school. Does this sound familiar? Because a tranny went out in my car in the past. Anyway, what if that's a new aircraft carrier you need to take on China, but the money's gone? Ugly stuff, right? All right, we have some more. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I need to talk to you about something. It's just you and me talking, and I'm going to try to not spend any time on this, but I just had a thought. I've had this thought for a while. I was brewing on it a little bit this morning, but to set up this thought, I'm going to do a little analogy, all right? So let's do this. Let's say me, Jewish producer Chris, producer Michael, let's say we carpool to work every single day. That's what we do. Gas is getting expensive. We're all going to pile in the same car. We carpool to work. And so to figure out how or who's going to drive that day, instead of taking turns or anything like that, we draw straws, right? Hey, short straw drives that day. That's what we do every single day. Only Michael has this thing. Oh, and I need to clarify, there are no excuses, there are no exceptions. When you get the short straw, whoever gets the short straw, he drives. Period. That's the rule here in the studio. Short straw drives. It's a rule. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care if you're sick, rain, or shine. You drive, right? So that's the rule. Only Michael has this thing where he loves to drive with his eyes closed. He's a big fan of driving with his eyes closed. That's not good, is it? It's not good if I have a system in place here in the office that will allow somebody to take over that can kill us all. There has to be some sort of a stopgap. There has to be some sort of a something to step in whenever Michael gets the short straw. There has to be something that steps in and says, man, Michael can't drive. He drives with his eyes closed. That would be dangerous. Okay, it was a stupid analogy, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Now let's talk about illegal immigration. Headline here from the Post-Millennial. Biden asked the Supreme Court to let Border Patrol destroy Texas border barriers. The Biden administration went to the Supreme Court and they want the Border Patrol to cut down the razor wire at the border because that's how committed they are to flooding the country with illegals, destroying America. All right, so this is a dark thought. I'm going to move off it. I just have to put it out there because it's on my mind, and I always give it to you straight. Can America be saved if one of the two political parties is committed and has the ability to flood the country with millions of illegals whenever they take over? Whenever Democrats get the short straw from now on, they will flood the country with illegals. And apparently, we're 3 years into the Biden administration. Apparently, there are no systems in place that will stop them. None. And so pause for a second, because here's what a lot of people say in response to that. Whenever I've been talking with people about it today, whenever I've brought it up, people have said something like this to me. And I've had both. Well, yeah, all we have to elect Trump and he'll deport them all. Or we'll elect DeSantis and he'll handle it. No, you're not understanding the point. You're not understanding the point. Even if that happened, okay, Trump gets elected, DeSantis gets elected, he steps in and they both deport them all. That won't happen, by the way, for either of them. It won't happen. It will not. They would succumb to public pressure and they would not deport them all. Remember, Trump ended the child separation policy because of public pressure. The public pressure is so great, both those guys would stop from deporting all of them. That's not an insult to them. It's just the way it is. They wouldn't. But even if they did, let me give it to you. Oh, yeah, they stepped in and they deported all of them. Even if that happened, you're not understanding what I'm asking. How can a country survive if there's no mechanism in place to stop one of the two parties from intentionally flooding it with illegals? How can that country survive? If I don't have a rule system in place that stops Michael from ever getting the short straw and driving on the highway with all of us in the car with his eyes closed, then look, it may be today, it may be tomorrow, I don't know, but it's over. We're going to die. I have to have something, whatever it is, there has to be something that keeps Michael from getting behind the wheel. So we clearly don't have that something in this country. We don't. Look, don't give me impeaching Mayorkas or whatever. That's going to do nothing. They'll put another commie dirtball. That doesn't do anything. And don't give me the next budget fight. They've had how many budget fights already? And they just keep caving on that. Well, this time we're going to dig in for border security. That's not going to do anything either. If one of the two political parties is openly committed to flooding the country with illegals, and there's nothing in place to stop them, how can the nation survive? You know, even if Trump takes over and deports them all, eventually, pendulum swing, Democrats get elected again and just bring in 20 million more of them. And it's over. And I'm going to move off that because I hate bringing up problems without solutions. I don't enjoy that at all. And I don't have one, but I also don't have a good answer to the question I just asked. If there's nothing in place to stop what's being done, can this place be saved? And now you understand why I tell you to move to a red state. Now you understand why I tell you all the time to get to the right side of the line. Because you want to be on the right side of the line when the music stops, all right? You really, really, really do. Jesse, I'm a longtime listener. Moved out of my commie blue state. Greatest thing I've ever done. So rewarding. I love small town red America. I'm just reading you emails that I get here. How long can these pockets of sanity hold out? Greatest thing ever. Get to a red state, all right? Trust me on that. I don't think there's a good answer, not an answer I want to hear or you want to hear, to what I just asked. All right, we're moving off that. Enough of that. We still have an hour. That'll be fun. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.